Chapter 11, verse number 5, the Bible reads here, I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. A certain vessel descend, as it had been a great sheet, let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even to me. Upon the which, when I had fastened my eyes, I considered and saw four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And I heard a voice saying unto me, Arise, Peter, slay and eat. But I said, Not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean hath at any time entered into my mouth. But the voice answered me again from heaven, What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. And this was done three times, and all were drawn up again into heaven. So here in this story, we see that Peter has this vision, and God drops this sheet down, this great sheet with unclean animals, what we would consider, what the Bible calls unclean animals in the Old Testament. And of course, Peter, being used to the Old Testament law, said, no, there's no unclean thing that's ever entered into my mouth. Now, we know that obviously in the New Testament, we don't observe that. In the New Testament, the Bible says that the Old Testament stood in meats and drinks and diverse washings, which really were done away with when Christ came. And so that was no longer valid. Now, that was the spiritual application to that was this, people. And when he was saying, what God was trying to get across to Peter is, hey, you need to start reaching out to other people other than the Jews. You need to start reaching out to the Gentiles and people who are a different nation so you can reach them for the Lord Jesus Christ. And here's what he was asking them. Are you going to rise to that occasion? Rise. Kill and eat. Rise. Go get them. Rise. Go preach the gospel to them. Rise. Go do something for God. And it took them a while to get it. Luckily, Paul, the Apostle Paul, was the one who actually started reaching out to these groups and started seeing a bunch of people saved other than the Jews. And let me say this, God is also speaking to us today and saying, hey, we need to rise, kill, and eat. And what does he mean by that? We need to rise and go and preach the gospel to everyone.
Amen.
We need to rise and go preach the gospel. There's nothing uncommon or unclean here. Well, except for the sodomites, amen. There's nothing uncommon or unclean that we can reach. God is saying, get them all. Red, yellow, black, and white, get them all. And by the way, that's why it's important that, hey, if you speak Spanish, especially in California, you need to be out soul winning.
Amen.
Okay? Alex knows, when we're soul winning in Long Beach, I mean, we run into a lot of Spanish-speaking people, and it's frustrating for him. I mean, I know Spanish, so I can preach the gospel in Spanish, but it's frustrating to people who knock all the time, and it's like, man, I wish I could win this person to Christ, but we can't. Why? Because they speak Spanish. But here's the thing, we need to rise and reach those people. We need to rise and reach every single ethnicity that we can reach in California. Are you going to rise to the occasion to take care of that? Are you going to rise to the occasion to reach the people who only speak Tagalog? Maybe they speak Spanish? Maybe they speak Mandarin? Whatever language they speak, hey, they're here. And by the way, save yourself a plane ticket if you want to become a missionary. Just stay here.
Amen.
There's a bunch of people here. Look, I don't know how much ticket is to go to China, but China's like in Monterey Park. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. There's a bunch of Chinese people there. I'm talking about only Mandarin-speaking Chinese people. Look, I'd rather just save the money and just go over there. Then I can just go home and see my wife. You know what I mean? I don't have to be gone for like a week or so. But here's the thing. They're all there. Are you going to rise and do something about it? You say, man, I just don't know. You know what? Enough with the excuses. Let's just do it. And by the way, I'm not saying you need to learn another language to reach someone. If you speak English, there you go. And there's a bunch of people, there's a bunch of Hispanics that speak English, they speak Spanish and English, and you can reach them as well. Alright? But rise to the occasion and take care of business. Slay and eat, as the Bible says, Judges chapter